This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The ruler of Syria is trying to repair his country's economy. President Bashar al-Assad has been under pressure lately. Syria has been forced to withdraw troops from Lebanon. It's been accused of providing sanctuary to insurgents in Iraq. And the government faces pressure for reform at home. The autocratic government directs the economy, so in a sense, Assad is taking on his own bureaucracy. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Damascus.
On the elegant boulevards of the Syrian capital, it's not unusual to see carefully maintained cars that were manufactured two generations ago. This is one of the legacies of Syria's centrally planned economy. Until the 90s, only the government could import cars, and until the government slashed tariffs this week, anyone who wanted to buy a foreign car had to pay an import duty of as much as 250%.
It was a big shock, you know. No one was expecting such reduction like this reduction.
Car dealer Sakhar Altoun says overnight, the price of the French-made Citroën in his showroom dropped from $36,000 to $18,000, making it much more affordable for Syrians.
Before the change in Citroën, we used to sell 50 cars per month. Now I think we will sell more than 100 cars per month.
Economist Nabil Sukar applauds the decision to cut automobile import duties. But this former presidential advisor says the government has yet to truly commit to adopting a free market economy, something the rest of the region began doing more than a decade ago.
What's delaying deep reform is partly ideology, but partly vested interest. Bureaucrats make money out of these regulations, and so they have an interest in keeping them. But then you have to remove these regulations in the interest of efficiency.
In this speech to the Congress of Syria's ruling Ba'ath Party yesterday, President Bashar al-Assad acknowledged that some of his efforts to free up the economy over the last 5 years have been hampered by inept government bureaucrats and rampant corruption. Across Damascus, many Syrians complain that government bribery has become a part of daily life here.
The corruption, more than 70%, affects the business.
Businessman George Aksam says his project to build a new supermarket has been hampered by Syrian officials who show up looking for handouts.
You pay under taper or something in order to let you work, otherwise it will cost you 10 times more.
Syrians also complain about corruption among the families of the political elite, who have used their position to dominate huge sectors of the economy. That spread resentment in a country where an estimated 20% of the population is unemployed. At the campus of the University of Damascus, many students said that upon graduation, they planned to leave the country to find work. English literature major Michel Minaloka does not expect much to change here in the short term.
Something will change, I think so. But not in this time, maybe in the future.
In fact, analysts warn the economic situation for Syrians may soon get worse. Syria has long relied on oil exports to keep its economy afloat. And economist Nabil Sukar says those oil reserves are rapidly running out.
The fact is that about 70% of our foreign exchange comes from oil, and about 50% of the government revenues also are coming from the oil sector. Production is declining, which means the money coming to the government from that sector is going to dwindle considerably, and we only have a few years after which the problem starts falling upon us.
Sukar says Syria could become a net importer of oil as early as 2008. In his speech yesterday to the party that has ruled Syria for 43 years, President Bashar al-Assad announced that the government's top priority now would be reforming the economy. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Damascus.